How you doing, folks? Back with another quick segment. So this one is going to be on trials and tribulations. This may be something you're dealing with in your life. So I feel like I needed to touch. So one of the hardest things that you're going to go through in your life is to be on the bottom, you know, whether it be your job, your relationship, financially, whatever it is that the bottom is for you. That time where you're just down and out, you don't see a way, you're working, but nothing's working out, and that kind of thing. And it's going to be so difficult for people in your circle, you know, people that you call friend or spouse, or, you know, whatever have you, the people that you know. I'm not talking about people that you don't know, not famous people or no junk like that. One of the hardest things is going to be to watch them succeed. And you're on the bottom. And what I mean by that, they may finally get in that good relationship and this person is awesome to them. And you coming out of that relationship or an abusive relationship. They may get that job or they may open up that business and that business takes off, you know, and you're still stuck at your dead end job. And where this comes from is comparison. We've from birth always been taught to compare ourselves. Now, you may not believe in the Bible, you may not believe in any ancient texts or stuff like that, but there's some wisdom out there that says you don't compare yourself amongst yourself. But that's not the way our society works. Our society is completely based on comparison. Whether that's comparing cars, comparing wives, comparing bodies, comparing money status, comparing all types of things, houses, what you name it. And that comparison leads to all other types of things. Now see, there's a wise guy that I listen to, and he says, you have to know a thing to know a thing. And unless you know something of some other sort, there's sometimes where you can't really get the gist of something. So what do I mean by that? You have to know that there's a factor that's causing this problem, this depression, this down and out feeling, this feeling of less than. And if you don't understand it, then there's no way you can get out of it. Well, there are some industries and things that are counting on you to never get out of depression, to never lift yourself up, to never find that good relationship, to never make the money that you need to sustain yourself. There's some hierarchy. And I'm not saying that that's their whole job. I'm saying that their job depends upon it. There's certain places that depend upon you comparing yourself. And that's why they make the experience as such. So when you're at a bad time in your life, when you're at a bad moment, when you're struggling, when you're lacking on money, you're having a hard time in your relationship, and the people in your circle are prospering, they're financially stable, they're stable in their relationship, marriage, whatever it is, it's going to be difficult for you to be happy. Now, there's a whole bunch of ways that this can go, because the dynamic is that you're born. So whatever's on the inside is going to end up manifesting itself on the outside. So what you have to do is be careful of what you say and how you act, because those people are going to take your relationship as, you know, there's this thing that goes around that's talking about fake love, and it's not necessarily fake love. It's just there's a person that's going through something. So I'm going to continue this on another segment. All right, this will be part two to this segment. I think this is worth doing a couple of things on for the segment. So what I was talking about is the thing going around saying fake love. And the people who identify things as fake love are people who really can't hear or understand other people's hearts when they're going through something. They don't listen. They don't listen with the intent to understand, to hear, to internalize, and then to answer that said thing
they listen with the intent to respond, to get the desired reaction out of you that they want. And if they get anything else other than that, then they reject it. So you could be perfectly right. You could be correct in how you feel. You can be justified, and they won't hear you. They can't hear you because they can't hear past themselves. And usually that's ego, or that's selfishness or greed or something like that talking. So now back to the trials and tribulations. So what I mean when I say there's many different factors is, one of the other factors is, other than the selfishness, the greed, and the person can't hear you, one of the other factors is you not being able to channel that negative energy and that negative place of emotion that you're at, and channel it where it needs to go. Like maybe a hobby, or maybe do some meditation, or find something that gives you that release. And when I say give you that release, I don't mean do it and then you're out there sitting at the beach and you're just focused on nothing and you're just sitting there. And the second you leave the beach, you go right back to thinking about it. No, what you need to do is, when you go to the beach, you talk about it. What is bothering you? And you don't need anybody around to do this. This is not crazy to quote unquote talk to yourself, but what you need to do is you need to talk these things out, and you need to say them out loud, you know, because words are power. Words are spells. You can either cast negative spells or you can cast positive spells. Words are everything, and nothing gets done without speech. Nothing gets done without words, not in this day and time that we're at. So when you're sitting on that beach, what's bothering you? Well, I can't believe I lost this relationship. I can't believe I lost $200 yesterday on the bus. I don't know what I was thinking. It's pissing me off because this person has just had this money, or I'm behind on this bill, and you know, my lights are getting ready to get cut off, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And if I ask this person for help, then I know they're going to be like this, that, and the third. And you begin to talk these things out with yourself. And this is where you get to get out all the frustration. So by the time that you come back around the people that are in your circle, now you've talked out all of these trials and tribulations that you're going through. And then you don't have to, you won't project that negative image. Now you can come and talk to them. And if you really truly need the help, you can talk to the person that you trust and say, hey, listen, I'm behind on my bills. I really need some help. Could you help me in this area? You know, I'll pay you back as soon as I possibly can. And that thing, that is more understandable, and it's easier to accept by your friend or your spouse or your peer, or you know, whoever it is, than you coming to them and being like, man, you going all these places and shit, and I'm out here. Oh, sorry, you going to all these places and stuff, and I'm out here struggling. That is terrible. That is the wrong way to approach things 100% of the time. So what I'm saying about trials and tribulations, you have to understand that even though the people around you are succeeding, you have to take yourself a step back and understand that you need to fix yourself first. And then when I say fix yourself, I'm not just going to say that and not give you a way to do it. That's what the example of the beach was of. So what you need to do is take some time and learn how to talk these problems out by yourself first, so that you can get yourself together before you go around other people. So hope that's been helpful. It's a helpful thing to me. I don't speak to y'all about anything that I don't do myself. And it's helped me through a lot of trials and tribulations while my friends are succeeding. So I hope this helps y'all out. I'll holler at y'all later. Good evening, folks. Back again. Sorry it's been a little while. I've been busy, been on the road a lot. I'm actually on the road right now, but I figured I had a little bit of time to spare. So I wanted to tell you about people who like to refer to things as their truth. When they put an individual title on truth. And when you're talking to somebody and they say things like, well, that's your truth. They never base anything off of facts.
It's always opinion, or in your opinion, or in my opinion. It's always an opinion. But when you start to speak facts to them, they will end the conversation with, that's your truth, or I'm not totally sure about that, or they will keep trying to state their point without acknowledging the facts that you've just given them. And the thing with this is, people do that because, one, in today's society, they don't like to lose debates / arguments. They don't like to be proven wrong or feel like they're wrong, even if they are wrong. They can be dead wrong to the left, and they don't want to feel that type of way. They always want to feel as though they're winning no matter what. So even in a loss, they want to feel as though they won something. Now, it's not that you're competing. It's just that sometimes, and I speak for highly intelligent people, one of the things that I notice about highly intelligent people, not saying that I am overly intelligent or anything like that, I'm common sense. I am common sense driven. That's why most of my stuff has perspective wisdom on it, because it's from my perspective, but it's also wisdom that I've gained over the years. One thing I've noticed about highly intelligent people who state facts a lot is they stop the argument with you or the debate right after your opinions start getting brought into the conversation. Now, one thing you may not know is the conversation is the very tool or the conduit for passing information, knowledge, wisdom, whatever have you. Conversation is how this is passed. Not through reading a book, not through looking at things on YouTube or things like that. It's conversation. That's why these things are so popular, like this little small podcast, or when you're listening to documentaries or things of that nature, there's always an voiceover along with the visual. Because conversation is the way the information is passed. It's something about conversation. It's something about words that our brain processes it differently than what we see. You can hear something and see it contrary to what you hear. And for some people, this is very confusing. But for highly intelligent people, they never argue with you once you start throwing in opinions and things of that nature. Because sooner or later, you're going to go for broke. You're going to start hurling insults and things of this nature. And they're just going to shut down on you. But as long as you're keeping the conversation about facts and objectivity, they're fine. They will engage with you. And they don't mind being wrong or taught some new things. It's not necessarily being wrong. It may be some information that you don't know. And me, I like to talk about duality, knowing both sides of things. I like to talk about knowing all the factors so that you can solve just one problem, because there's many factors in that one problem. I like to talk about not just looking at things from your side, but looking at things from every other side that could possibly be involved in whatever the situation is that you're involved in. And with these philosophies, these are things that enable me to not only keep and sustain my marriage, they've enabled me to move through jobs and get promotions and things of that nature, and move through everything that I touch, not relatively easy, but in a way that I learned something and I took something away from it. So what I want to tell you today is the first part of this series of beware of those people who say this is your truth. They say to that, oh, this is my truth. They don't want to be wrong. So there's no use in you engaging them with facts or bringing the conversation to an objective point, because they're not going to accept it. And it's on them. It's totally on them. But it is on you not to waste your time to do so. So watch out for those folks that don't want to put things in perspective with facts and objectivity. You have to watch out for those people, because if you don't, there's only one or two things that's going to happen. They're gonna change you, or you're going to change them. So that's my tip for today. What's going on, folks? Good evening. Back at you again. Just wanted to come at you with a quick thing today that I learned maybe a couple of years ago, which was, when you keep getting the same answer, like you're asking for advice and somebody keeps telling you, or people keep telling you, oh, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do, and you've done all of these things and none of it seems to work. The problem
is that you're asking the wrong people. You're not out of your comfort zone. And that is an issue because it stifles the road to success. It's almost like putting up a whole bunch of stop signs, roadblocks, and construction zones on your interstate to get to success. Now, the problem is you need to step outside of your comfort zone. How do you step outside your comfort zone? Well, whatever it is that you want to do, and I mean that your heart is this that makes you passionate. What you have to do is ask people outside of the norm, not always people that are affiliated with said thing, because you are a unique individual, right? Well, we as a people are interdependent upon each other. The main thing that somebody doesn't have to be in your area of expertise to tell you what it is that you need to do to reach for the next level. Some of the best ideas came through somebody doing something else. Somebody who goes skydiving and then end up being a lifeguard and end up selling for cars. Somebody could be a teacher and end up professing the energy because other life groups all connected, joined with each other. That's what we need to be paying for. It means we don't have to be the people, but we are dependent on one another to be that individual that we need them to be, so that we can their speed, within their realm laws, and their stepping stones to get to where we want to get to. How do I mean this? Let me simplify it. If you want to be a truck driver, right? Or you want to be a doctor, sometimes talk to people who have family members, but they don't do it themselves. And their perspective will change everything because they may have a different outlook. Now, one thing that I am very accustomed to is talking to partners because I want to own businesses. Look, but when I talk to them and when I'm working this job, as I've been doing last 15 years, dynamics, two different sides of the coin, but they can come together to fit one idea. And then when you end up running your company or the company that you decide to go work for, whichever one you want to be, you will be a better employee or a better business owner because you know both sides of the coin. Now, you take that both sides of the coin and you also mesh it with other experiences that you had in your life, with other experiences that other people have had in their life. Sometimes you talk to senior citizens. They've been through life. They've seen things change decades over. And some of the things have remained constant. And some of the things have changed and never gone back to the way they used to be. So what I'm telling you is, when you keep giving the same advice over and over and over again, it's not always your circle. It's not always other people trying to steer you wrong and they have it out for you and they don't want you to succeed. It is the fact that you haven't decided to step out of your comfort zone. So this goes into what I tell you about realizing that there are multiple factors to solve one problem. So what I want you to do is take some time, understand what it is that's causing you the issue, and go all out of your way to change that thing and not the issue. The issue will take care of itself. Have a good night. What's going on, folks? Good evening. Back at you again. Just wanted to come at you with a quick thing today that I learned maybe a couple of years ago, which was when you keep giving the same answer, like you ask me for advice and somebody keeps telling you, or people keep telling you, oh, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do, and you've done all of these things and none of it seems to work. The problem is that you're asking the wrong people. You're not out of your comfort zone.
And that is an issue because it stifles the road to success. It's almost like putting up a whole bunch of stop signs, roadblocks, and construction zones on your interstate to get to success. Now, the problem is you need to step outside of your comfort zone. How do you step outside your comfort zone? Well, whatever it is that you want to do, and I mean that your heart is this that makes you passionate, what you have to do is ask people outside of the norm. Not always people that are affiliated with said thing, because you are a unique individual, right? Well, we as a people are interdependent upon it. And the main thing that somebody doesn't have to be in your area of expertise to tell you what it is that you need to do to get to the next level. Some of the best ideas came through somebody doing something else. Somebody who goes skydiving and then ends up being a lifeguard, like a real lifeguard, and then ends up spelling hard. Somebody could be a and end up confessing the energy of other life beings all connected, joined with each other. That's what it means to be paying. So it means that you don't have to be the same person, but we are connected with one another to be that individual that we need them to be, so that we can be their speed, their realm laws, and their stepping stones to get to where we want to get to. How do I mean this? Let me simplify it. If you want to be a truck driver, right? Or you want to be a doctor or whatever, sometimes you got to talk to people who have family members there, but they don't do it themselves. And their perspective will change everything because they may have a different outlook. Now, one thing that I am very accustomed to is talking to partners. I want to own different cities. Good. So when I talk to you, and when I'm working this job, as I've been doing the last 15 years, there's a different perspective in this from the work that you do in this business. And then, is looking at, right? They were doing this instead of having a party. How much is they were going out? You know, there are two different dynamics, two different sides of the coin, but they can come together to fit one idea. And then when you end up running your company or the company that you decide to go work for, whichever one you want to be, you will be a better employee or a better business owner because you know both sides of the coin. Now, you take that both sides of the coin, and you also mesh it with other experiences that you had in your life, with other experiences that other people have had in their life. Sometimes you talk to senior citizens. They've been through life. They've seen things change decades over, and some of the things have remained constant, and some of the things have changed and never gone back to the way they used to be. So what I'm telling you is, when you keep getting the same advice over and over and over again, it's not always your circle. It's not always other people trying to steer you wrong and they have it out for you and they don't want you to succeed. It is the fact that you haven't decided to step out of your comfort zone. So this goes into what I tell you about realizing that there are multiple factors to solve one problem. So what I want you to do is take some time, understand what it is that's causing you the issue, and go all out of your way to change that thing. And not the issue. The issue will take care of itself. Have a good night.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.